بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، Dearly all praise and glory is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is due to Him and Him alone. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we seek His forgiveness, and we ask Him for His mercy. And we testify and we state that there is no God or deity worthy of worship but Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and last messenger. O ye who believe, fear Allah the fear that He is most deserving of you, and do not die unless you are in the state of al-Islam. And as to what follows, my brothers and sisters, the topic that we are going to speak to you about today is a topic that is dear to our hearts. It is a topic that should make our hearts beat faster when we hear of it. It is a topic that should make our eyes well up with tears when we speak of it. Our topic for today is our link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it is in the daytime, or in the afternoon, or in the middle of the night, our topic for today is ad-du'a, supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy and His forgiveness, or for whatever you want to ask Him for. and also praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our topic for today, in order to define it, فضل الدعاء من القرآن والسنة. This is the major topic. But I wish to break this major topic into three main categories in order that we will focus and understand as much as we can about فضل الدعاء. We will first bring some of the dalil and the proof of why dua is blessed for us to be in constant, why we are asked to be in constant dua of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we will say the first characteristic, فضل الدعاء من القرآن والسنة. The blessings of making dua as stated to us in the Quran and the Sunnah. ثانياً, we will focus on some of the requirements, شروط لقبول الدعاء, some of the requirements that are asked of us in order that Allah will accept our dua, inshaAllah. And ثالثاً, الأوقات الذي يستجاب فيها الدعاء. Times when dua is asked of us to be made, for these are times that Allah and His Messenger have said, our dua will not be rejected. So let us begin, so that the time is not pulled from under our feet, with the first category, فضل الدعاء من القرآن والسنة. We begin by stating from Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 186, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, addressing His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us many lessons in this one verse. Gives us many lessons in just one verse. And we will focus just on two lessons because of the time requirement. أولاً, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, addressing the messenger, and when my servants ask you concerning me, I am near to them. فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not tell his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as what was regularly done, tell them, O Muhammad, such and such. For Allah in every other verse in the Quran said, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَهِلَّةِ قُلْ, tell them, هي مواقيت للناس والحج ويسألونك ماذا ينفقون قل العفو يسألونك عن الشهر الحرام قل قتال فيه كبير ويسألونك عن المحيض قل هو أذى يسألونك عن الأنفال قل الأنفال لله والرسول. In every verse in the Quran except for this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders His Messenger and say to them, Muhammad. But here, in order that Allah will give us a dars in tawheed, give us a dars, a lesson, in singling out only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our dua than any other worship, He tells us, إِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, I am near. There was no need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tell them. Because Allah, as the ulama of tafsir have said, meaning إِنِّي قَرِيبٌ means I am close to them with my ilm and my knowledge and my qudra, my power. This is how Allah is close to us. فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, I am close to them with my power. The second dars, the second lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and says, أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ, I answer the call of the person who calls to me whenever he calls me. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ, I answer the dua of the person who makes dua to me whenever he calls. إِذَا دَعَانِ, when he calls me. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي, so let them obey me. وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي, and let them believe in me. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ, in order that they will be led to what is right. This is our second lesson, that Allah is waiting and is hoping for us to make dua to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهَ يَغْضَبْ عَلَيْهِ, مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهَ يَغْضَبْ عَلَيْهِ. And this is a hadith we should all have memorized. Whoever does not ask Allah, Allah becomes angry with him. مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهَ يَغْضَبْ عَلَيْهِ, If you are not asking Allah, Allah is angry with you, and be sure of it. والحديث رواه الترمذي وحسنه شيخنا الألباني في صحيح الجامع. The hadith is a good hadith. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in order to enforce upon us making dua, he tells us, الدُعَاءُ هُوَ الْعِبَادَةِ. الدُعَاءُ هُوَ الْعِبَادَةِ. This is also a hadith we should all have memorized. Dua is the worship. It is your worship. It is your worship for everything you do or say. Anytime you praise Allah, when you say Allahu Akbar, this is a dua. كما قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية الدعاء نوعان دعاء السؤال ودعاء الثناء. دعاء is of two types. The دعاء of asking Allah for His mercy or His bounty or whatever you wish, and the دعاء of praising and honoring and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two types of دعاء. Do not think that when you are in salah and you say سبحان ربي الأعلى, this is not a دعاء. كلا, this is one of the most important du'a that is to be made. Praising and honoring your Lord and your Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains to us in another hadith where he says, لَيْسَ شَيْءٌ أَكْرَمُ عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنَ الدُّعَاءِ. وَالْحَدِيثُ رَوَاهُ الْإِمَامُ أَحْمَدُ وَالْبُخَارِيُّ فِي الْأَدَبِ الْمُفْرَدِ. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us in a hadith which is narrated by Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal and Imam al-Bukhari in his book Al-Adab al-Mufrad, he tells us there is nothing more honorable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than dua. Nothing more honorable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than dua. For as we have just said, الدعاء هو العبادة. Dua is the worship. It is our worship. It is the basis of our religion. Calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is mighty and high and just, and showing Him that we are weak without His help. Showing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are misguided unless He guides us. Showing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are lost without His help and His guidance. Showing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we can attain no goodness or success in this dunya or in the akhirah without His help. This is the basis of our dua. الدُعَاء هُوَ الْعِبَادَةِ. And in order for Allah to enforce upon us a dua even more, He tells us in Surah Ghafir, and in many other surahs in the Qur'an, and in many other places and verses in the Qur'an, but I have chosen Surah Ghafir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, He tells us in verse 60, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, and your Lord has said, invoke me, call me, make dua to me, ud'uni, call me, make dua to me, astajib lakum, I will answer your dua. Verily, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي. Verily those who scorn or look down upon my worship. وقال الإمام ابن كثير, in his tafsir of this word, العبادة, he said, هو الدعاء. For the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم has said, dua is the worship. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي. Those who scorn or look down upon my worship or dua, they will be admitted to the fire with humiliation. They will be admitted to the fire with humiliation. These are just drops from the ocean of what Allah and His Messenger have enforced upon us to make dua to Him. But let us move on quickly to some of the requirements that should be fulfilled by all of us in order that the dua will be accepted. And wallahi, after much research, I found that the best way to remind myself and you of the requirements that should be fulfilled by us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our dua to be accepted is to narrate to you a direct quote from Al-Imam Al-Qurtubi's book, his tafsir, Al-Jami'u li Ahkam Al-Qur'an Al-Kareem. Imam Al-Qurtubi narrates to us a fatwa or an advice of one of the great scholars of Al-Islam, one of the great tabi'i, Ibrahim ibn Adhama, ghafarallahu lah wa rahimah. نقلا على الامام القرطبي في كتابه الجامع لاحكام القرآن الكريم قال: مر ابراهيم بن ادهم بسوق البصرة في يوم من الايام فالتف الناس من حوله وقالوا: يا ابا اسحاق يا ابا اسحاق يرحمك الله، ما لنا ندعو فلا يستجاب لنا. قال: لانكم امدتم قلوبكم بعشرة اشياء. ابراهيم بن ادهم, may Allah have mercy upon his soul, one of the great tabi'i and scholars of this religion, has said that when he was walking by the marketplace of Basra, the people were shocked to see a great alim, so they came and they encircled him and they began asking him questions, and they said, oh Abu Ishaq, may Allah have mercy upon you, why is it that when we ask Allah and make dua and dua and dua, we have seldom answered? He said, because you have poisoned, you have killed, you have destroyed your heart with 10 evil practices. أمدتم قلوبكم بعشرة أشياء. The first thing, عرفتم الله فلم تؤدوا حقوقه. You knew that Allah is the supreme Lord and the only person and the only إله to be worshipped, but yet you did not follow His orders. عرفتم الله فلم تؤدوا حقوقه. His requirements and His laws that He put upon you, you did not follow them. First thing. ثانيا, وزعمتم محبة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولم تعملوا بسنته. And you say that you love the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, but yet you do not follow his sunnah. Yet you do not do the things that he did and stay away from the things that he stayed away from. When Allah tells you in his book, وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولَ فَخُذُوهُ, whatever the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم brings you, take it from him. And whatever he ordered you to stay away from, leave it. You say you love the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but you do not wish to appear like him. You do not wish to act like him. Have his manner, have his khuluq. You do not wish to. How can you say you love him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Thalithan, number three. قَرَأْتُمُ الْقُرْآنِ وَلَمْ تَعْمَلُوا بِهِ. You recite the Quran with fluency. Many hafiz, many people, but yet you do not implement its rules and regulations. You do not implement its rules and regulations. وَأَكَلْتُم مِّن نِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ وَلَمْ تُؤَدُّوا شُكْرَهَا. And you ate from Allah's bounty and mercy upon you, but you did not thank Him the thanking that He deserved for giving it to you. Number five. وَقُلْتُم بِأَنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ وَلَمْ تُخَالِفُوا. And you said the shaytan is an evil enemy to you, but yet you did not try, yet you did not try to displease him and disobey him. We all know that Iblis is such and such and such, and he is here to destroy us, but yet we still follow what he is telling us. لماذا? Why? This was number five. Number six, he tells them, وَقُلْتُم بِأَنَّ الْجَنَّةَ حَقٌّ وَلَمْ تَعْمَلُوا لَهَا. And you know for a fact with certainty that paradise and the Jannah is a reality and it's a truth, and you wish to enter it, but you do not do the deeds that will allow you to enter it. وَقُلْتُم بِأَنَّ النَّارَ حَقٌّ وَلَمْ تَهْرَبُوا مِنْهَا. And you said that this fire that Allah has set for us, for the people who just believe, you know it's a truth and a reality, but yet you did not do the deeds to help you escape it. وَقُلْتُم بِأَنَّ الْمَوْتَ حَقٌّ وَلَمْ تَسْتَعِدُّوا لَهُ. And you knew, and you know that death is imminent and there's no escaping it, and it's a truth, but yet you did not prepare and do the deeds that will save you at the time of death, that will help you and will admit you to the Jannah. You did not prepare for al-maut. وَدَفَنْتُم مَوْتَاكُمْ وَلَمْ تَعْتَبِرُوا بِهِمْ. And you buried your dead, you buried them in the grave, and yet you did not take their death as a warning. You did not take the death of the people in your family and the people you know and your relatives and your friends, you did not take their death as a warning to you. And finally he said, وانتبهتم من نومكم فانشغلتم بعيوب الناس ونسيتم عيوبكم. You woke up all night and you would stay up late at night thinking about what other people have done wrong, and you forgot your own evil deeds. And you've forgotten your own evil deeds. These are what the best way that I could find to give you, to make myself and you understand the importance of living a clean, halal, pure Islamic life. Look into yourself. Look into your family. Look into your children. Look into your friends, into the community that we live in. How many of these evil practices are practiced? And then we say, why is it that our dua is not answered? And these are the words I wish to leave you with before I sit down for Jilsatul Istiraha. And when I stand up, I wish to conclude with you the topic for today by discussing the final and not least important category, which is the times when dua is preferred for us to be made. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم يا فوز المستغفرين استغفروا ربكم إن الله غفور رحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. الأوقات الذي يستجاب فيها الدعاء. The time where dua is accepted by Allah from us. And these, I wish to do is also cut this last category into three categories. When is the month that is fully accepted by Allah, our dua is fully accepted in? And then the days of the week when our dua is accepted by Allah. And then the hours of the days when our dua is accepted by Allah. And then also a fourth category, any other time when our dua is preferred and will be accepted by Allah. فنقول أولا من الشهور شهر رمضان المبارك لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ثلاث ما ترد دعوتهم الصائم حتى يفطر والإمام العادل والمظلوم والحديث رواه الإمام الترمذي وأحمد وحسنه الحافظ. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم tells us three types of people, their dua is never rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person who is fasting until he breaks his fast. And we do this for 29 or 30 days in the day of Ramadan. Therefore the whole of the month of Ramadan is a time when our dua is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, والإمام العادل, the just imam who rules with justice. والمظلوم, the wronged or oppressed person. So from the month is the month of Ramadan. Second category now is the days when dua is accepted. نقول يوم من الأيام يوم عرفة يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أكرم الدعاء يوم عرفة والحديث رواه الترمذي وحسنه. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said the day of عرفة is the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said the most honorable of dua is on the day of عرفة. The most honorable of dua and praise of dua is on the day of Arafah. Therefore from the days is the day of Arafah. And also this day that we are in today, يوم الجمعة. فالأحاديث قد تواتر في أن في هذا اليوم ساعة يستجاب فيها الدعاء. The hadith are found now in multitude. They have reached the level of tawatur. As the ulama of hadith have said, that on this day of Jumu'ah, there is 1 hour where if you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your dua will never be rejected. It will be accepted. So أكثروا فأكثروا من الدعاء in this day. Make as much dua as you can and at every time through the day of Jumu'ah. And also there are hadith that say the ninth of Yawm al-Jumu'ah also. And also from the days or from the hours that dua is accepted is بين الأذان والإقامة. Between أذان وإقامة, as the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, الدعاء بين الأذان والإقامة لا يرد. الدعاء بين الأذان والإقامة لا يرد. والحديث رواه الترمذي وأحمد وصححه ابن خزيمة وابن حبان. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم tells us between أذان and إقامة, the dua is never rejected. never rejected the dua between adhan and iqama. It is always accepted by Allah. In the hadith is narrated by Imam al-Tirmidhi and Imam Ahmad, and it is authenticated by Ibn Khuzaymah and Ibn Hibban. And also from the hours where dua is accepted, at thuluth al-akhir min al-layl, the last third of every night, every single night of the year, the last third of every night, كما جاء في البخاري ومسلم, as the hadith is found in Bukhari and Muslim. And also from the time period that your dua is accepted, في السجود, while you are prostrating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أقرب ما يكون العبد لربه وهو ساجد فأكثر الدعاء. والحديث رواه مسلم. The most, the closest a slave is to his Lord, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is when he is in sujood or prostration. So increase, make as much of dua as you can in your prostration. And also, the dua of a brother to another brother without the brother knowing he is making dua for him. Let me explain this again. The dua of a brother to his brother in al-Islam without his a brother knowing that he is making dua. For the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا مِن مُسْلِمٍ يَدْعُ لِأَخِيهِ بِظَهْرِ الْغَيْبِ إِلَّا قَالَ الْمَلَكُ لَكَ بِمِثْلِ. وهذه رواية مسلم. ورواية أبي داود قال الملك آمين ولك بمثل. In Muslim, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us in a hadith in Muslim, never will a Muslim make dua for his brother in al-Islam without his brother knowing, except that the angel will say, and to you the same goodness that you have asked for your brother. And in the same hadith in a narration for Abu Dawood, the angel will say, Ameen, and to you the same that you have asked for your brother. So I ask you, my brothers and sisters, not to forget me in your dua, inshaAllah. And the final hadith I wish to leave you with today is a hadith that explains to us what our life, what our minhaj, the way we make dua is all of them. This hadith is muttafaqun alayh, rawahu al-Bukhari wa Muslim wa ashabu al-sunan wal-mathanith. The hadith books have all narrated this hadith where the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يُسْتَجَابُ لِأَحَدِكُمْ مَا لَمْ يَعْجَبْ. Your dua will be accepted as long as you are not impatient. Your dua will be accepted as long as you are not impatient. And in a riwayah in Sahih Muslim, قِيلَ وَمَا الْعَجَلُ قَالَ أَنْ يَقُولَ الرَّجُلُ قَدْ دَعَوْتُ وَقَدْ دَعَوْتُ فَلَمْ يُسْتَجَبْ لِي فَيَصْرُقُ الدُّعَاء. In Sahih Muslim, the narration says, they asked the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is impatience? He told them that the man would say, I have asked and I have asked and I have made dua and dua and dua, and it has never been accepted. And then he leaves making the dua. So I warn myself before I warn you, by not being from the people who are impatient and having sabr. And in conclusion, I say whatever that was said from which had any goodness, then it is from Allah alone. And whatever that was said, that was a mistake or that was wrong, then it is from me and from the shaytan. Wallahu wa rasuluhu minhu bara. Allahumma innana nas'aluka imanan la yartad, wa na'iman la yanfad, wa qurrata 'aynin la tanqata, wa murafaqata nabiyyina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi jannatin na'im. Allahumma innana nas'aluka imanan la yartad, wa na'iman la yanfad, wa qurrata 'aynin la tanqata, wa murafaqata nabiyyina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi jannatin na'im. Allahumma ij'al al-Qur'ana rabi'a qulubina wa nura absarina wa dhahaba hammina wa ghammina bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأقم الصلاة.